This is Chairman Del Dio dictating an attorney letter to Chris Moeller, attorney at law of the law firm Isaacs & Isaacs, address on file. Dear Mr. Moeller, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Sandra Pina, please note the following medical letter, period. Sandra is S-A-N-D-R-A, Pina, P-E-N-A. I performed an independent medical evaluation today on your client, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a video physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 52-year-old female, height 5'3" tall, weight 185 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on or about November 6, 2021, period. The patient was the passenger in the front seat with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury in a severe accident when the vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. She was in a Toyota Avalon, period. She was rear-ended in a police chase, period. The vehicle was rear-ended by another vehicle and put in and pushed into the opposite lane, period. It was struck a second time and then hit a third time by a third car, period. At that point, the vehicle spun and hit a chain-link fence, period. The patient was jerked and had immediate pain in her right arm, comma, right elbow, comma, right forearm, comma, low back, comma, mid-back, comma, shortness of breath, comma, and right knee pain, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still having pain in her right elbow, right forearm, low back, and mid-back, period. She also had a fractured rib and a splenic laceration that resolved, period. New paragraph. Her right elbow pain did require physical therapy and medication, period. It is a constant burning type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down into the fingers, period. New paragraph. Right forearm difficulty was treated with physical therapy and medicine, period. It is an intermittent pain, period. It occurs 8 to 12 hours per day, period. It is a burning type pain that ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. It radiates to the fingers, period. New paragraph. Her lumbar pain, she was told that she had a herniated disc with bulging disc, period. She was treated with physical therapy and ablation, period. It is a constant type pain, period. It is a throbbing, burning, and stiffness pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. It radiates down the right leg to the toes, period. New paragraph. The thoracic pain was diagnosed as a compression fracture, period. She was treated with physical therapy and medicine, period. She is still having pain and difficulty referable to this, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was ambulance took her to Ashkenazi emergency room. She was admitted 1.5 days. They did x-rays, CAT scans, medication, and referred her to an Ashkenazi neurologist, whereby she had more x-rays. She was seen by an Ashkenazi general surgeon who did diagnostic studies and advised that she would not need surgery for her splenic laceration, period. She was seen at a neurologist and had more x-rays and noted that the compression fracture of the thoracic area was healing, period. She was referred to physical therapy at Ashkenazi for a few months, period. She was seen at Ortho Indy. They did an MRI, period. She had more physical therapy at Ortho Indy, period. She saw her family doctor several times, referred to physical therapy, had an MRI of the low back where they found a herniated disc. She saw a neurosurgeon and referred to Dr. Kim, K-I-M, for pain management because she wasn't ready for surgery at that point in time. And this was advised to be the first step prior to surgery, period. She saw a Dr. Meyer, M-Y-E-R, for pain management, and she has an upcoming appointment in December as well, period. She was referred for ablation of her low back, and it was done twice in 2024, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with work, comma, sitting over 10 minutes, comma, standing over 15 minutes, comma, walking over a mile, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as cornhole, comma, bicycling, comma, sleeping, comma, lifting over 10 pounds, comma, and driving over 1 hour, period. New paragraph. Medications include hypertensive medications, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines and exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension and kidney stones. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for ablation of the uterus and a kidney stone, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her right elbow or forearm in the past period. The patient never injured her right arm in the past period. The patient never injured her low back in the past period. The patient never had a herniated disc in the past period. The patient never injured her mid-back in the past period. The patient never had a compression fracture in the past period. She was involved in an automobile accident in 1994 with moderate damage to the vehicle, but she sustained no injury and required no treatment, period. She was involved in an automobile accident at age 19, but she had no injury or treatment, period. She had a work injury in 2018 where she pulled a groin muscle. She had minor treatment with no permanency, period. In 2010, she had a work injury lifting a basket. She injured her hand and had some physical therapy, but there was no permanency, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that of a head custodian full-time. She does work with pain and frequent breaks, period. She did miss approximately 5 months of work from this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Upon review of records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Indianapolis EMS report, November 6, 2021. Patient was restrained front passenger at time of impact, breathing rapidly with shallow respirations, period. Complains of 10 out of 10 pain to lower thoracic, back, localized pain to spinous and left paraspinous regions, period. Complains of pain to the right forearm, comma, anterior chest wall, comma, and abdomen, period. Reports shortness of breath and increased pain when breathing, period. Emergency room report Eskenazi, November 6, 2021, 49-year-old female, status post-MVC, period. She was a restrained front passenger in a head-on collision, period. Airbags did deploy, period. Chest pain that makes it hard to take a deep breath, period. Abdominal pain generalized, period. Pain in her right arm, comma. She is right-handed, period. Pain most intense at the right elbow, comma, forearm and wrist, period. Received fentanyl from EMS, period. Abnormalities reported on physical examination. They are rather diffuse. CT of the abdomen and pelvis done showed non-displaced left 10th posterior rib fracture, period. Abdomen and pelvis, grade 2 splenic laceration, period. Acute compression fracture deformity involving the superior end plate of T12 vertebral body, period. Contusions along the ventral chest and abdominal wall, period. X-rays of the forearm, no evidence of fracture. X-rays of the wrist, no evidence of fracture. Medical decision-making states restrained in a head-on collision. CT findings of grade 2 splenic laceration, 10th rib fracture, and T12 compression, period. Trauma and neurosurgery consulted, period. On discharge summary, they did a referral to general surgery and neurosurgery, period. X-rays of the thoracic spine. Her injuries were listed as 10th rib fracture, chest wall slash axilla slash abdominal wall contusions, grade 2 spleen, and fractured T12, period. Hospital course admitted November 6th. Discharge to home, period. Eskenazi, X-rays of the thoracic spine, November 7th, 2021. No significant change in the appearance of T12 superior end plate compression fracture deformity, period. Eskenazi rehab PT, February 10th, 2022. Patient reports no issues prior to MVC on November 6, 2022, period. There is similar appearance of compression deformity of T12, period. Still having pain in the mid-back as well as low back, period. HealthNet records, September 6, 2023. Diagnoses were lumbar radiculopathy right and mid-back pain, period. Sandra never fully recovered physically from a major car accident nearly 2 years ago, period. Worsening pain, which started in the mid-back and radiates down into the low back, then descends into her foot, period. Referral was to physical therapy. This note was dated September 6, 2023, if I didn't already state that. Ortho-Indy, initial evaluation, June 30th, 22. Chief complaint is right elbow pain. Onset 11-16-21. Type of injury, MVA. Diagnosis is right medial epicondylitis. Ortho-Indy note, June 22nd, 2022. For follow-up of right medial elbow pain, period. Assessment, medial epicondylitis of the right elbow with lateral epicondylitis, period. We reviewed the exam and MRI findings, unlikely to need surgical treatment, period. We discussed possible injections versus surgical treatment if she is not improving with therapy, period. Neurosurgery note, January 4th, 2024. States that their symptoms have been present for 2 years after MVA and progressive, period. The pain localizes to the axial lumbar spine, period. On examination of the back, there was limited range of motion. Assessment was lumbar spondylosis. Discussed the natural history of lumbar spondylosis and indications for operative intervention. Recommend ongoing non-operative therapy for symptoms, period. Physical medicine note, February 4th, 2024. Report started having back pain after MVA, period. She started to have increased pain in the low back that radiates into the right hip and down the lateral aspect of the thigh into the calf and bottom of her foot, period. MRI, lumbar MRI without contrast showed thecal sac stenosis at L4-5-2, right foraminal disc herniation at L4-5, contacting the exiting right L5 nerve root. Three chronic T12 compression fracture. Assessment, one, lumbar spondylosis, two, lumbar back pain, three, right leg pain, four, right leg paresthesias, five, lumbar radiculopathy, period. Rehab, Hospital of Indiana, June 24th, 2024. Procedure performed. Left L4-5 and L5-S1 facet joint, medial branch, radial frequency, denervation, neurotomy, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as it relates to the automobile accident of November 6, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, examination of the skin was normal, period. ENT examination appeared normal, period. There was pain and diminished range of motion of the right elbow, period. There was diminished strength of the right elbow, period. There was slightly diminished range of motion of the thoracic spine with pain, period. Abdominal examination appeared unremarkable. There was tenderness in the lower thoracic and diffuse lumbar areas, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was diminished range of motion of the lumbar area with flexion diminished by 24 degrees, period. The patient was unable to walk on her tiptoes, period. The patient had an abnormal gait, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, right forearm and elbow trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and right elbow epicondylitis, period. Number two, thoracic trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and compression fracture T12. Number three, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, radiculopathy and herniated nucleus pulposus L4-5. Next number, grade 2 splenic laceration. Next number, 10th rib fracture. Next number, chest wall slash axilla slash abdominal wall contusions, period. The above diagnoses were all caused by the automobile accident of November 6, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book guides to evaluation of permanent impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA. Please note the following 3 impairment ratings, period. In reference to the right arm, utilizing table 15-4, the patient qualifies for a 5% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment utilizing table 15-11, period. In relationship to the thoracic area, utilizing table 17-3, the patient qualifies for an additional 5% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing table 17-4, the patient qualifies for an additional 9% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these 3 whole body impairments, the patient has a 17% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of November 6, 2021, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in all 3 areas for the remainder of her life, period. As she ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in all 3 of these areas, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was advised that she was advised by pain management that she will need more ablations, period. She has presently had 2 of them, and they've been lasting approximately 6 months, period. I anticipate she will need more ablations on the average of every 6 to 8 months, period. Surgery was discussed for the low back, and seeing as she is continuing to have difficulty, definitive correction for the herniated disc in the low back will be warranted, period. She was advised that surgery on the right arm and elbow per Dr. Walker would be necessary down the road, period. Once again, I agree that this will be warranted in the future, period. Ongoing over-the-counter and anti-inflammatory medicines will cost $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some additional injections in the thoracic and lumbar areas will cost $3,500, period. A tend unit will cost $500, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. I have performed a video physical examination, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Oral informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, GON of Dictation.